KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Home Options, we have the director, Barbara Hinckley. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Well, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Glad you're with us today. And the topic that we're going to talk with you about today is so important, yet so many of us put it off and put it off because we just don't want to face it. So I'm hoping that you can help us make it just a little bit easier. So why should we jump right in and do some end-of-life planning?
Well, you know, we've heard a lot about the CDC through this pandemic, and the CDC collects a lot of information. And according to the CDC, around 60% of U.S. adults have no plan in place for the end of their lives. Consequently, family and close friends, loved ones, are left to answer those goals of care questions, and often in a time of crisis. They may be called upon to make funeral arrangements, sort through personal belongings, all while dealing with that sick loved one or the death of that loved one. Creating an end-of-life plan can ease the minds of everyone involved. Final wishes can be known and recorded as a legal document. This gives everyone a map to follow. The Five Wishes document is one of those maps. The Five Wishes is a listing of all the conditions surrounding someone's death before they die, as opposed to during or after. Having these discussions up front can make the experience so much easier. It makes you captain of your own ship. Imagine if someone in their final days and they're wishing to spend time with family, reminiscing or even repairing some of those strained relationships, but being expected to make life-limiting decisions and answering questions about things, you know, like personal assets, belongings, and what-if questions.
So I guess the next question I would have for you is, what should we do if we get this news that we have something for which there is no cure?
People need to find their support first. They need to gather their family, their spiritual support, or gather their thoughts, and for a few days, then start gathering information on resources available, and then start putting together their end-of-life vision and pulling in the pieces to bring it together. They should begin the conversation with their physician about what to expect with the disease progress. Should they pull in palliative care and get involved, or should they reach out to hospice? Everyone should meet with a hospice to find out how hospice supports a patient and a family later on so that they'll know what is available to them and what resources they'll need to have in place for their end-of-life plan.
Barbara Hinckley is with us from Home Options. And so I want to go back here. You mentioned the five wishes. Could you illuminate us a little bit on that?
So the five wishes is a document that... The Five Wishes is the first living will that talks about your personal, emotional, and spiritual needs as well as medical wishes. It lets you choose the person. The most important decision you can make is who will speak for you when you are not able to. It lets you choose the person you want to make healthcare decisions for you if you're not able to make them for yourself. Five Wishes lets you say exactly what and how you wish to be treated if you get seriously ill. The Five Wishes helps you talk with your family and friends and doctor about how you want to be treated if you become ill. It allows family members to not have to guess what you want. It protects them when you become seriously ill because they won't have to make hard choices without knowing what you wanted.
You had mentioned having a conversation with your physician, and I'd like to delve into that just a little bit further right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation, Education Services, Memory Care, and Skilled Nursing Care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Home Options Director Barbara Hinckley, and so Barbara, let's talk about that conversation we should have with our physician.
So when many people know when they should start having that conversation, and many people think that the doctor will often start that conversation, but if you have a family member who's had frequent hospitalizations or trips to the emergency room, or when you look back over a period of time and you see there has been a decline in this person, you want to ask the physician, is it time to bring in palliative care? Is it time that I need to be thinking about planning for my end of life and putting those pieces into place? So it's usually you're going to ask the doctor, I've been in the hospital 3 or 4 times the past year. I'm not able to do many of my things. I've had home health come in and take care of me. I have help. My family needs to help me. And that's when you want to approach the conversation with the physician. Am I dealing with life-limiting here? Has my disease gone from chronic to terminal? Those are kind of the indicators that you would want to start that conversation with the doctor.
So I guess this might sound like a silly question, but should all adults have a living will?
All adults should have a living will. Like I said previously, only about 40% of adults have outlined their healthcare wishes for end of life. A living will is usually a piece of estate planning. If you've met with an attorney and you start planning your estate, they will also have you draw a living will and as to who will be your decision maker. The 5 wishes document is a user-friendly tool. It does not require an attorney to use it. It requires 2 people, non-family members, signing it as witnesses. It does not even need to a signature. It needs the patient's signature, of course. The 5 wishes document is that user-friendly tool that walks the person through making those decisions. The first wish in the 5 wishes document is, in my opinion, the most important one. It's the one, again, who will be your decision maker if you are incapacitated. It's 5 wishes offers pointers on how to select someone and to be sure that they are able and willing to carry out your wishes and directions. And what I was saying is it does not need to be notarized as well. It just needs 2 non-family signatures as witnesses.
Barbara Hinckley is our guest, and we'll have some concluding thoughts with Barbara and talk just a little bit more about the 5 wishes right after this.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about the residences, call 752-9625, 752-9625, or visit ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Barbara Hinckley is our guest. She's from Home Options, and she is the director. So we've talked a lot about the 5 wishes, Barbara. Is there anything that we need to add to our discussion about the 5 wishes?
I think in addition to the 5 wishes, as you have discussions with physicians about end of life, there is another document that goes along with the 5 wishes. Many people, when they're in the hospital and they're ill, you've heard of a do not resuscitate order. And you can have that when you're in the hospital, but it no longer exists when you leave and return to the community. So there is a document called a POLST, P-O-L-S-T, that you draw up together with your physician, and it asks more specific detailed items such as artificial ventilation, artificial feeding, CPR, and things like that. So that is an additional document that you would have with the physician Those items are also addressed in the Five Wishes document because it's going to ask you specifically, where do you want to be at end of life? Can you be in your home? Will you be able to care for yourself? Who will care for you if you cannot? What are you willing to sacrifice or not sacrifice? And then also, how will you afford the end of life plan that you're drawing up for yourself?
Should this conversation be with our primary care physician?
As far as your do not resuscitate and any disease and end of life planning, your physician can tell you if you're facing a terminal illness now versus a chronic illness. Your end of life planning you can have with a care planner. You can have that at Home Options. We do one-on-one consultations and help you understand the five wishes, or we do groups. We talk in groups, church groups, book clubs, and we'll meet with them and give them the document and help guide them through and help make sure they understand the language in the document.
So who should have a copy of these five wishes?
There should be one in the home, and a copy of it should also be made and given to the physician. And actually, you can, if there is someone that is dealing with terminal illness, they should carry a copy of it on them in a backpack or in a purse and have it in a car just in the event that an emergency would happen.
Now, this is something that probably we should all do regardless of where we are in life. We never know when we could be in a fatal car crash or something like that could happen to us. So this is not just something for people who are approaching end of life. This is something we probably should all be doing.
All adults should have an end of life plan and have it documented so that they can save their loved ones the anguish of making these decisions later.
So where can we get a copy of the Five Wishes booklet?
I'm glad you asked. You can get it from us. You can call our office, 751-4200, and leave your name and address, and I will mail one to you. I will also mail, we have been given the rights to copy it and make like a workbook style out of it, so they can work in the workbook, and then when they have their finished product, they can transfer it all over to a final copy. I have copies available at the office. When people are out and about again, they can come by and pick up a copy, or they can, when we're out and about again, they can invite me to come and talk with their group and give a workshop.
This has been a great conversation, one that makes me a little nervous, but you made me less nervous about it, Barbara, than I thought I was going to be. Thank you so much, Home Options Director Barbara Hinckley. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.